Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Alzheimer's Association. We're kicking off this morning with something to watch. The New York Times' Maggie Haberman had an exchange with Sarah Huckabee Sanders at yesterday's press briefing on a topic that is getting a lot of attention and is going to get a lot of attention going forward. They went back and forth over Russian authorities' claims that they want to question former ambassador to Russia, Mike McFaul. Huckabee Sanders acknowledged that it came up in Trump's meeting with Putin. She said the U.S. did not make a commitment and that Trump will work with his team and let us know when there's an announcement on this front. McFaul is a former U.S. ambassador to Russia who's a fellow at the Hoover Institute at Stanford. He's a career academic who served for 5 years in the Obama administration. McFaul has been a big critic of Trump and Putin's. The idea that the Trump administration would hand over a former U.S. ambassador to a dictator is not going to sit well with many. The State Department's Heather Nauert said that the Russian assertions are absolutely absurd at this point. Chuck Schumer tweeted, "The president won't rule out turning an American public servant over to Vladimir Putin, but tomorrow I hope the Senate will." CBS's Jeff Glor interviewed Trump yesterday. The president said he holds Putin personally responsible for the 2016 election meddling. He was also defensive over criticism from Newt Gingrich and Lindsey Graham over his meeting with Putin. Trump said he thought he did a great job at the news conference and he's living in the real world and couldn't just go up and scream at Putin. Our colleagues Burgess Everett and Ileana Johnson write that Trump's Russia message is falling flat with Republicans on Capitol Hill. And the Washington Post has a concerning article about Russians describing verbal agreements between Trump and Putin, but U.S. officials have no details about any agreements. NBC's Lester Holt interviewed FBI Director Christopher Wray at the Aspen Security Forum. Wray said he differed in opinion with Trump on Russian election meddling and that Russia interfered in the election and continues to engage in the same efforts. He also said he does not believe the Mueller investigation is a witch hunt. Heather Cagle has the latest on the House Democrat messaging front, their new slogan, "For the People." It's already getting mocked by Democrats. It was the slogan of Morgan & Morgan, the law firm Charlie Crist once worked for. Let's be clear, these slogans don't mean much anyway. Isaac Dover is reporting that Michelle Obama will get more active in the 2018 campaign. She'll push voter registration that will have her appearing at several events throughout the country this fall. She'll be joined by several Hollywood heavyweights. The K-Files is at it again. They obtained an old tape of Minnesota Congressman Jason Lewis making misogynistic comments on the radio. Lewis hosted a radio program from 2009 to 2014 with the tagline, "America's Mr. Right." Lewis in the Capitol told CBS his comments were taken out of context. Will be interesting to see how he explains that. On the trade front, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Trump is continuing to stand by his threats on auto tariffs, despite widespread opposition from industry and Congress. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president is meeting with Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. He'll have lunch with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And in the afternoon, he'll hold a, quote, "Pledge to America's Workers" event. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Money, money, I want more money.
True bear markets are like water torture. They just drip, 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 and they just drive you insane.
Need a little help understanding the current investment environment? Yeah, whereas a correction is more of like a sharp punch to the face.
Correct.
Or something. We'll take you to the corner of Pennsylvania Avenue and Wall Street. Yeah, there you go. Buy high, sell low is my motto on all of these things. Search for the Politico Money Podcast wherever you listen with me, Ben White.